Two local agencies will work together to help scientists better understand how COVID-19 and vaccinations affect people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. WXXI's Raquel Steven has the story.
Sarah Tedesco's 14-year-old son, Harry, has autism and has been a student at Mary Cariola Center for 5 years. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, Tedesco says she was very concerned about Harry's well-being.
With his limited ability to communicate, we do worry that if he were to contract the virus, we might not know he was even sick until it was very serious.
Tedesco says it was difficult finding information about how the disease affects people with disabilities. So when she heard about a study involving Mary Cariola and UR Medicine that aims to provide those answers, she didn't hesitate to enroll her son.
Having Harry participate in the study seemed like a way for him to make a valuable contribution to helping families like ours with these kinds of decisions.
The study involves collecting test and antibody samples from staff and students at the center for the next 2 years. The data collected will be merged with information from other sites across the country. Mary Cariola's president and CEO, Karen Zandi, says the partnership will allow the center and others like it to operate more efficiently during the pandemic.
It does provide critical insight into the virus. It allows us to update, revise on a daily basis what's our best practice. And it means we're able to keep our students and staff healthier, safer, providing peace of mind.
The $4 million project was funded by the National Institute of Health and will be led by URMC's Del Monte Institute for Neuroscience. Raquel Steven, WXXI News.